Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, we got a little bit of breaking news.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
From the Manhattan Mercury, they have learned that Colin Klein will be introduced as K-State's head coach tomorrow, and the plan is to have him appear on Saturday afternoon at the men's basketball game at Bramlage Coliseum. K-State has a home game, I believe, on Saturday against Seton Hall, so things are certainly moving very quickly at Kansas State, as we expected. Yesterday, you get the announcement that Chris Klieman was going to step down as the head coach, and now you get the new news that Colin Klein looks like he is going to accept the job and looks like he is going to be introduced tomorrow as the head coach at K-State University. I want to play for you guys the cuts that we had yesterday about this because we all kind of knew the direction that this was heading in. This is what John Kurtz had to say when we talked about this, about Colin Klein being the next head coach at K-State.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the most exciting moments for K-State fans. And this might not work. I mean, you mentioned like Brad Underwood coming back as an alum. That obviously would have likely worked. He's been an outstanding head coach. But this is almost the exact same situation to a T that happened with Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury. He was an alum, beloved alum, great quarterback on some of the best teams that they had had. He was a hotshot up-and-coming coach. He was an offensive coordinator at Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, and they hired him, and he was pretty mediocre as a head coach. So it may not work, but it is definitely something that everybody will get behind. You're going to get K-State's best shot, absolute best shot to make it work. And it's just something that you had to do.
I understand the risk that potentially go with this. And there are a lot of examples of this failing. I guess I would counter with, there are also a lot of examples of a lot of different coaches that fail. Like, there is no right way. There have been teams that did the Eli Drinkwitz hire, the inexperienced but up-and-coming mid-major coach, and you give them an opportunity. And Eli Drinkwitz has certainly worked at Missouri. We can also find examples of Kansas did the exact same thing. Hey, this is the up-and-coming coach. I can give you the retread coach example that worked, the one that didn't work. So I think we kind of pick and choose when we want to find those examples of, oh, well, this isn't the way to find your coach. I think that Colin Klein is one of the best young offensive coordinators in college football. I think he showed you that when he was at K-State the first time. I think he showed you that when he went to Texas A&M and they find themselves in the college football playoff. So if you already have a guy who was on the up and up, who looks like he was going to take over and be a head coach anyway, and maybe this is a guy that he maybe is at a level earlier than he should be. This is maybe a spot where you don't maybe have your first job after being an offensive coordinator where you go right into the Big 12. Maybe you go to like a mid-major school, a group of five school, you kind of cut your teeth there and then you get the jump up to that job. I mean, that's certainly an argument, but man, in 2025, if you're telling me you like the hire, you're willing to accept that it's going to be some learning on the fly, this is his first head coaching job, and you are prepared as a staff and as an organization, as a program, to give him all the resources that he possibly needs to have success, at least in the short term, I don't really see a lot of negatives. Sure, it could not work. That's a possibility that it doesn't work. But you know there's not going to be any scandal around the program. You know that you have a modern coach that can adapt to modern times. I mean, I don't think you can look at this as the if it doesn't work. I think you got to look at this as what if it does? And if it works, K-State has found their forever coach. They have found their next coach for the next 15, 20 years if this ends up working out. He's 36 years old. Can you see a scenario in which Colin Klein would leave for a bigger job? I think this has always been his destination. I want to be the head coach of Kansas State University. He is the head coach of Kansas State University. So if this thing works and you can get this thing rolling and get it on board where you're in conversations to win the Big 12, you're in conversations to compete for playoff spots, this is a move that sets you, like, you found your Gary Pinkel. That's what you're looking for if you're K-State.
First and foremost, before I get into Colin Klein being official, shout out to the Manhattan Mercury, man. They're undefeated on this thing. They were the first one on the Klein story, and now, I mean, they actually had the Klein story yesterday, and now on top of that, they have the he's going to be introduced at the press at the basketball game. There's a press conference tomorrow. Like, great job by the Manhattan Mercury. Like, I know there was like this thought by some K-Staters that they were frustrated the story got out ahead of when K-State wanted it. Who cares? Congrats to the Manhattan Mercury. They're undefeated on these things. Secondarily, I understand why people will poke holes in Colin Klein. I do. Because people will point to Scott Frost. And there are other examples of the alumni comes home and the alumni doesn't work. To an extent, I know it's cross sport. That's kind of what happened with Kim Anderson at Missouri. But it's no different than taking a swing at any coach and missing to me. That's how coaching searches work. It is not a guarantee. I mean, I'll circle back to Nebraska as my example. How many times has Nebraska missed in the coaching search? Like, you could say maybe Pelini was a hit, but then they fired him. Remember the Mike Riley era? That was a disaster. Scott Frost was a disaster. Like, coaching searches are inherently not 100%. You're always going to get a hit. So Colin Klein has the same chance of success or failure that any coach they had hired was. So I think it has a chance to be a huge long-term success. And if it fails, I mean, he's still going to have his name retired in Manhattan. And unless he fails in just monumental flame-out moments, which I don't anticipate, like, I'm talking worse than Ron Prince, he's always going to be a true son there. And he has a chance to be their coach forever. Like, this is a good hire by K-State. But if you're knocking it, you could knock holes in any coaching hire made at any level, any school. Let's play the same game for all the P5 jobs. Well, Lane Kiffin's a job jumper. That's not a great hire by LSU. We can do that for everyone if we chose to.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Derek Young with K-State Online. Here he is talking about Colin Klein's ability to rile up the boosters.
And if there's going to be someone that takes over as head coach at Kansas State that can attract and conjure up the most financial resources available to really put together an amazing coaching staff and also, let's be honest, purchase really good players, nobody's going to be able to do that at Kansas State more than Colin Klein, because there are going to be donors that are essentially untapped up to this point that come out of the woodwork to support Colin Klein in his endeavor. He has that much approval and fanfare when it comes to Kansas State.
That is Derek Young, who covers K-State. So a really exciting time. The Manhattan Mercury is confirming that Colin Klein is going to have a press conference tomorrow in which he accepts to be the next head coach at Kansas State University. He also plans on being introduced at the basketball game. That's always a nice staple of the new college football hire when he pops up at the basketball game and gets the standing ovation. That's going to be a really special time in Manhattan coming up on Saturday as they look to get back to their winning ways after losing three straight. They got a home game coming up on Saturday against Seton Hall.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.